Yeah, it's always exciting to be opening something. Of course, there's lots of hurdles and things we forgot, and you've just caught me rushing in from the supermarket with the lastminute.com bits. But we've been working hard, and we hope we are ready to open. And we do think the idea of opening a cafe that's more than a cafe, you know, it's meant to be a space for people to come and enjoy themselves, to chat, to listen to music, to play some games, to play some card games, to read a book. It's going to try to incorporate all those things, but between 4 and 9 p.m. as opposed to earlier in the day, when of course there's another trade going on for lots and lots of people, crucially important to the economy here in Sligo.
Do you think Sligo's a bit behind when it comes to cafes like this?
I think things happen in places when they're meant to happen. Perhaps somebody might have tried a sort of board game cafe a couple of years ago, but then COVID came. And, you know, sometimes things do happen for a reason. And, you know, it's a different kind of cafe. So there's a higher risk, of course, because there are fewer people out. The whole idea of having a nighttime cafe is to try to boost the number of people coming out so they've somewhere to go. And then if they've somewhere to go here, they might try somewhere else. And it's supposed to have a knock-on effect. So, you know, arguably, this is the moment for it, and I'm delighted that we can join in and be part of the nighttime economy in Sligo, because it is very important to us, but also to everyone else in the town. We're all working together at the same time with the same aim.
And arguably, it's in a prime location right here in the heart of Sligo. It's not only in a prime location, but in a beautiful location here just right beside the Garavogue River, and of course in the Yates building itself.
Yeah, we are blessed with this building. I mean, even just to step in here, it was built in 1895, and it was built by bankers from the Belfast Banking Company, but it was built particularly as an arts and crafts building. And we have all the original tiles on the fireplaces, all the original fireplaces, the stained glass windows, the beautiful stairs. Like, it's a breathtaking building in its own right. And how lucky we are to be able to be in here working and to be able to share this space now with people coming in through the door to have a coffee or to have an orange or to have whatever they want, a toasty maybe, you know, and to be able to let them share in that lovely space. And out the back, you can't hear anything except the river. So it's really quite a lovely place to sit. Perhaps when it is covered and you can sit there in the rain, but you know how it is. You have to be really determined. But we're hoping that people will get used to being outside and enjoy that space. And we have bought some blankets just in case.
And talk me through the space that we're in here at the moment. It does definitely incorporate the traditional element of the building, but there's a few modern touches here too.
So this room that the cafe is set in, it was originally the original home, you know, work from home guy. So the bank manager lived in the building, and this was his dining room. And it was, of course, a him. They were all men at that time. And he would have had his breakfast here, probably served to him. And then he would have just walked across the hall into the banking hall and set about his day's work. They probably closed at 1 o'clock, and he would have come back and had his lunch. And it was a rather short day and a rather lovely place to be. So we've kept the traditional look of the room, but we have a lovely shiny coffee machine, of course, and our lovely coffee supplied by Caro Coffee, which is roasted out near the right by the Atlantic Ocean by Caro Coffee. And we have, you know, modern tables and chairs and, you know, modern cups and things. So in that regard, it's trying to keep the original feel of the space, but making it comfortable for people to come in and enjoy. And we hope we've pulled it off. And sure, if people ask for cushions, we'll go find them too.
And you mentioned there about being locally supplied. That's so important as well. And you also touched on at the beginning of this conversation about working with other businesses. That collaboration between other businesses and local suppliers, absolutely so important.
We are very keen to try, even in the things that we've bought here, we've bought almost everything locally instead of online, because we believe if you don't use them, you lose them. It's really important that we try to do that. And again, as we go on and get a bit sorted and settled, anything that we can source locally, we will. And we're delighted if somebody gets in touch and says we can offer so-and-so, we'll do our best to try to source with them. And in terms of the nighttime economy, Sligo Bid is obviously to the fore in this. And they are supporting this initiative with the Department of Tourism. And the idea is that right around Ireland, there are many places where the nighttime economy is stuttering and faltering. So the only way to try to fix that is to try to offer something a bit different, is to try to re-encourage people to try again and come back out in the evening. And maybe between 4 and 9, you know, you could come in at 5 and be gone at 7 and you still have your evening to yourself. So, you know, we're going to try the 4 to 9 thing and see how that timing works for people. And I'm sure, again, they'll tell us. And we want people to tell us. And we want people to share in what we're trying to create. So if you have a board game that you no longer play, well, sure, give us a shot and we'll play it here. And, you know, if you have a few books that you finished reading, we have a case of books here that people can read and buy for almost nothing. You know, so we want people to feel like they have a share in what's going on in here.
And while you're opening this weekend, it's not official, but certainly encouraging people to drop in and see what you're about this weekend.
We're opening this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's very much a chance for us to get to know customers, for us to discover what it is we have forgotten, and also to find out what things people like from the things we have put on for them, and to see if some one thing is more popular than the other. We need more of that in the cupboard. And then, as I say, for people to come up with their own ideas. So it's very much a testing few days. And then next week, we'll launch officially. We'll obviously have a few speeches and we might even open a bottle of bubbly. And you know, and we'll invite the you know, Sligo Bid and Sligo County Council and various people around the town, all of whom, as I say, have a stake in what we do, the way we try to have a stake in their success too.
And Susan, tell us why it's called the Oak Moon Cafe. Is there a particular reason for that?
Back thousands of years ago, there was the old Irish Oum writing, and some people will know it from the sort of line, the vertical lines and the horizontal lines. But the Oum, at that time, they also had an Oum calendar. And the Oum calendar for June was called the Oak Moon. And William Butler Yeats, because it is the Yeats building, he was born in June. So we thought, given that he was interested in ancient things and the ancient Irish culture, it would be lovely to pay tribute to him, but without it being a whole Yeats story. So it sounds lovely, it looks lovely, and it seems to fit. And everybody that we've asked said, oh yeah, that's a really nice name. So we're hoping that you guys like it too.
Liam Monaghan, you're abreast of here now in this fabulous cafe. How are you feeling getting started?
Very excited, yeah. It's very good news when Susan came to me about the idea of opening a cafe back in this place. I was delighted to hear. It's a very well-known place in the heart of Sligo town, and a cafe is very much needed in it, I think. So I'm very much looking forward to working in it and seeing what we can bring to the Sligo town kind of touristy side of things and the economy for sure.
And you must also feel that it'll appeal to the younger generation as well, no doubt.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a want, I think, on the young generation of Sligo town for something different. And you can see that with different events and music gigs going on around in the town. But we don't really have that kind of late evening / night cafe. So we're definitely lucky with this idea that we're kind of doing something no one else is at the minute. And I'm hoping that, you know, as everything hopefully goes well, we'll be able to bring in more people and do new things that no one else in Sligo is.
Mm-hmm. And are you from Sligo yourself, Leah?
I am indeed, yeah. I was born and bred in Sligo. I personally live out in the countryside myself now, but I've lived in Sligo all my life and obviously seen the kind of different businesses coming in and out of the town. So whenever something new like this opens up, it's fantastic. And the fact that I can be part of it is very exciting.